I wouldn't struggle, there's no point. But of course you're going to struggle. I mean, your flatmate just tied you to a chair. Your insane flatmate. This is one of those cases where they'll say, but she seemed so quiet. Sorry. I want you to know that I never wanted this. I never meant for any of this to happen. But it did. And for that, I'm really sorry. But it's partly your fault. It's not your fault. It's my fault. It's all my fault. I'm just trying to deny it. I'm trying to run away. But it's exactly that brought us here. Running away. Denying. Hiding. You know, I thought I was strong enough. I thought I could beat it. If I just put enough distance between me and home, if I just became someone else, I could be normal. Normal. Ordinary. You have no idea how much that. Being normal is all I've ever wanted. I know everyone wants to be special. But not me. All I wanted was to be normal, ordinary, boring. I wanted to be boring. But I was just fooling myself. I was just denying who I am. I thought that I could. I never wanted a flatmate. I wanted to live on my own. I've never been alone. But the city's so expensive, I didn't have a choice. And then there you were, my flatmate. I meant to keep my distance from you. I meant to avoid you. But you are you, and like a moth to a flame, I was drawn. I fooled myself into thinking that it was friendship. That this was how friendship felt. But somewhere inside I knew what was happening. I knew I was falling in love. But I just denied it, like I denied everything else. Denial is a dangerous thing. When you wrap yourself in denial, you have a habit of being blindsided by the truth. And that's when people get hurt. People will get hurt. I didn't mean to fall in love with you. I didn't. It was an accident, it just happened, and that's another lie. You know, I always wondered why my mother was incapable of telling the truth. Growing up, it was a sea of lies. It was as if she didn't know she was lying. I get it now. Sometimes you have to lie to yourself to be able to live with yourself. When you know you're about to do something terrible. Darling, I don't have a choice. I'm in love with you. I want you to know that I really do love you. And it's terrifying. And I'm so, so sorry. You know, when you asked me about my family, I said that we didn't talk. That my mother was crazy. That wasn't a lie. We don't talk. We sing. Remember that time I got drunk and I said she was a man-eater, and then I couldn't stop laughing. Well, not a lie, but it's not just men that she eats, it's women too. Children. Babies. She doesn't have a choice. No, she does. We do have a choice. You deserve the truth. And it doesn't matter if you believe me or not. You're going to die either way. In the time before everything, there were people who worship panthers. That doesn't sound normal. That doesn't sound ordinary. It sounds fantastical. When you worship, you open a door. And when you open a door, you can invite things in. And so, the spirits of panthers would inhabit the bodies of men. And they would leave. Until they didn't leave. Until the spirit became one with the flesh. But the spirit of an animal, it doesn't rest easy in the human body. It wants to be free, it wants to hunt, it wants to be a panther. When the other tribes discovered what had happened, they hunted the panthers. They hunted the gods who walked in the bodies of men. That's how my mother put it. Called the panthers gods. Said we were blessed. When the panthers killed the people hunting them, they felt peace. They felt comfortable in their human skins. They began to hunt more. And for a time, it would still the hunger But it wasn't enough until they realized that love. Why is it always love? When the spirit bonded with the flesh, it became human in a way. In the way that it could love. Love in the way that only humans can. Love to their own devastation. To their own death. And when you kill the one you love, the peace that follows is before its torment, its hell, its voices and instincts, its nightmares, waking up, screaming, sweating, clawing at your own skin. Because it doesn't feel right. It soon came to be that the only way to free the beast was to kill the one you love. My mother killed my father. I saw her do it. She tried to fight it. He thought that she was damaged. He wanted to take care of her, like you wanted to take care of me. And for his trouble, she killed him. I remember her face as she stood over his body. It was serene. Peaceful. Sad. Resigned. She wasn't the same afterwards. Her beast was free. She was a different person. She was someone I didn't want to be. I wanted to be boring. I didn't want to move around. I didn't want to always be the new girl. I just wanted to be normal. So I ran away. But I couldn't run away from the beast inside. The beast clawing at my skin. And then there was you. The one I love. I don't have a choice. I do, but I'm weak. And the hunger is so strong. I want you to know that I do love you. I love you so much. And if I didn't, I wouldn't have to kill you. I wouldn't have to eat you. But the beast, she hungers for you. She hungers to be free. To hunt, to stalk the night, to be wild again. She longs not to be chained in this carcass of flesh. I really am. I wish I could say that it won't hurt. But I still remember my father's screams, and it's going to be agony. I'll make it quick. And I'll savor your flesh. I want you to know that you'll be the only one I'll ever love. That every night I'll be haunted by your face. Probably not much comfort, but I wanted you to know. I love you. But I have to kill you. I don't have a choice. You are the key to the cage. And my beast longs to be free. I love you. I love you so much. And this will